Well, the you know, getting back on the Bills, a really impressive game against Miami last week. Obviously, we're pretty familiar with the Dolphins, and Buffalo did a great job against them in all three areas of the game. Moved the ball well offensively, played well on defense, solid in the kicking game. You know, it looks like there have been a few changes since the last time we played the Bills, and you know, getting guys like Benjamin back, and you know, Humber's role in the kicking game. You know, Milano, increased role on defense, kind of the situation at corner. So there's, you know, a number of things for us to work through, not to mention the quarterback position, which seems like that's returned to what it was when we played them, but there's been some transition in the intermediate time. It'll give us a lot of things that we need to work on and you know, be ready for. Tolbert being back, of course, is another big one. You know, Anderson started practice. I mean, he could be a factor too. So it's another good special teams player for him. So we'll see how all that plays out. But you know, have a lot of work to do here to get back on track against these guys. And you know, last time we had a quick turnaround, didn't do very well with it. Hopefully, we can do a better job of coaching and be more competitive this week.
What does Kelvin Benjamin bring to their offense? You mentioned you guys didn't see him.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a big size receiver, primarily at X, and so a lot of single coverage out there. And, you know, he's a guy that's a target that Taylor can look out there and toss it up to either as part of a play or you know, as part of an extended play, that type of thing, scramble play. But, you know, Benjamin's a big guy. He can go up and get the ball and has a good route tree, inside routes and vertical routes. Strong player after the catch.
Pretty similar to how he was used on the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a lot of playing time at Buffalo, but, you know, different offense. Same player, but a little different offense.
In referencing the last time you had a quick turnaround, it wasn't what you were looking for. What specifically were you referencing that? Because that was only a Monday game, right? We're talking about Tampa, going to Tampa on a quick turnaround.
No, I'm talking about playing Miami and then playing them a couple weeks later. Playing Buffalo and then playing them 3 weeks later.
The second time around. That
in a short time frame. Like, well, yeah, well, not much has changed. Well, the result of the game changed.
Quick turn to like a Thursday.
No, I was talking Miami to Miami, Buffalo to Buffalo. Sorry.
Bill, Tre'Davious White has three interceptions in the past four games. Just, what are you seeing in terms of ball skills from rookie of late?
Well, he's made a couple of good plays on the ball. I would say the one he got against Miami was, he was out there. Cutler was trying to throw it away and just lobbed it out there to him. But you know, he does a good job in the line of scrimmage. Does a good job of rerouting the receivers at the line. And that leads to some over-the-top help that they get from Poyer and Hyde. Poyer had the interception last week. Really, I thought that was, even though that went to Poyer, that was kind of more of Tre'Davious White, I would say, causing the interception than the one that he actually intercepted, which was kind of a throwaway play that he ended up with the ball. So, but he does a good job of rerouting the receivers at the line of scrimmage and causing them to delay getting into their routes and give the pass rush more time and get more help over the top from the safeties.
Bill, I mean, you said before about you can learn about a lot about situational football from special teams, coaching special teams. It seems like you guys have done a pretty good job of scoring late in the second quarter and at the end of games this year. I mean, how's the special teams aided in that in that success so far?
Well, field position starts a lot of those situations. Good or bad, whichever side of them you're on, offense or defense. So their role, the special teams' role in the field position is is critical. So then, of course, scoring is scoring. So most of the points are scored on kicks, and so that brings that into play as well. It's still complementary football. You've got to have multiple units operating efficiently or productively for good things to happen. But, yeah, certainly special teams has a big role in that. Field position's a big part of it.
I know Charles Clay missed some time earlier this year, but it looks like the last couple of weeks he's maybe been a little bit more involved in the passing game. What is...
He's always involved. Yeah, he's always involved. I mean, he's a really good player. He's very good down the field. He's got great speed and discipline in his routes. He's a very good route runner and has an explosive speed to go with it. So he doesn't need much, a step, a half a step, and he can run away from a lot of guys. But he's very deceptive the way he sets up routes, and he's got two or three routes that look the same until the final break, and then you could be going in a couple different directions. And he does that on the way he stems. He's got a couple routes like that, and he's a good catch and run player because he's fast and he's got good run after catch skills. So he can take a under route or a tight end screen or a check down or something like that and turn it into a big play. But then he's good down the field on seams, overs, crossing routes, flag patterns, wheels, things like that. So he can get you in a lot of different ways. This guy's a really good player. But they always involve him, and sometimes you take him away, and then that opens things up for McCoy on checkdowns or Cadet or one of the other receivers. And he sucks some coverage away from O'Leary, and that's at times, they've complemented each other. So a lot of times it doesn't always go to him, but he can be a part of opening it up for somebody else.
Coach, there's obviously a lot of explosive comments after the last game with Buffalo. If that team is out for revenge or whatever on Rob, is that something you have to take into consideration when preparing for this game?
I'm sure it'll be a very competitive game like it always is against Buffalo. I think that the Bills have played, they played great football all year long. Coach McDermott's done a great job with the team. They're very disciplined, they're tough, they're physical, they're very competitive in every phase of the game on every play. There's no downs off, there's no plays off, and we're going to have to play a good 60-minute game. We need to play with fewer penalties, fewer mistakes, better ball security, better tackling, better discipline. There's a lot of things we need to do better than the last time we played them. But they're a good football team, they're well coached, and I'm sure that we'll get their best shot, and we need to give them ours.
Are you still meeting with Tom and the quarterbacks on a weekly basis like you have pretty much for every year?
I meet with all the players all the time.
How would you describe just the dynamic with you and Tom in terms of the working relationship? Has anything changed this year?
Well, every year is different.
Thoughts on James Devlin being recognized as a Pro Bowl position?
It's great. He's like, nobody's worked harder than James has. Started off on the practice squad, worked his way onto the roster, on and off as an active, inactive player. As the last couple of years, fallen into a very consistent and productive role in the kicking game and offensively. His play time's increased, his production's increased, and so as hard as he works in the weight room, on the field, off the field, preparation, whenever you see James, you see him working. You see him doing extras in the weight room, you see him doing extras on the practice field, you see him in early or late looking at film, going over things. He's got a role. He's very good at it. It's a very important role, and so it's great to see him recognized for it. Yeah, happy for him. I'm happy for all the guys that got recognized.
Well, you referenced that interception that Poyer came up with in their last game. I'm wondering how you see him complementing guys like White and Hyde in their defensive unit.
Well, Poyer and Hyde work well together. They, as safeties, do probably as good a job as any safeties in the league of disguising coverages. They play off each other well. They make it look like one coverage and then it's something else. They disguise blitzes. They disguise coverages. They move well after the snap. They do a good job of communicating with their teammates, whether it be the nickelback or the corners. So you see very, very few coverage errors on their defense, and that's usually the result of safety communication and safety, let's say, coordination, because that's where most of it comes from. Not putting it all on them, good or bad, but I think they play a big role in it, and those guys do a very, very good job of that. They're experienced. They work well together. They're well coached. They have a good complementary system. And they make it hard for the quarterback, hard for the offense, hard for the receivers to, you know, you look up and it looks like one coverage, and then a second or sometimes maybe a second and a half into the play, it declares as something else, and that causes a hesitation sometimes. Not running the route properly based on the coverage being different than what you think it is, and then they can take advantage of that. So they do a good job. They're very well coached.
This is Rob's eighth year in the NFL. In which ways have you seen him continuously develop, grow? Is anything different about him in year eight, maybe in the past couple of years?
Well, I think Rob's seen a lot of different coverages, seen a lot of different looks, ways that people try to defend them. And I think as any player like that sees more of those things, he learns how to deal with them. Here's how I deal with this situation. Here's how I deal with that situation. This works, this doesn't, or this works better than that, or this has a place, but however. So I think those kind of things that specifically apply to him, same thing Matt Slater deals with on kick coverage, same thing that when I coach Taylor that he dealt with as a pass rusher. You see five or six different things that everybody else doesn't see. They see what they normally see. Those guys see different things. And Slater's seen every kind of double team block, every type of trap block, every type of short set, deep set, every way he can be blocked, he's seen that. I think Rob's seen every different way you can cover him from an inside or an outside position based on his style of play, the way teams try to play him. And so you learn how to deal with those. That's certainly something that experience teaches you, because there's a certain point in your career where you don't deal with those things, but as you build up and have success and different teams use different techniques or schemes. You have to figure out how to deal with them, or they can take you out of being a productive player. So Rob's done a good job of, as I said, just mentioned those players, one on offense, one on defense, one on special teams, not trying to put them in any separate category, but I've dealt with those type of things with players in all three areas of the game, and that's what it is, and those players continue to be productive even though they see repeated schemes or techniques to try to slow them down. They find ways to still be productive within those schemes. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, for Rob.
Coach, would you say that Tom's relationship with his trainer is like if your adult son or child who's hanging out with somebody you didn't really care for all that much? I mean, it's your adult child. What are you supposed to say?
I'm not really sure what the question. I mean, you're talking about my children. I don't really think that's appropriate here. I'm trying to coach a football team.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it per. I was just thinking.
What are we talking about here?
I just meant, is it something that kind of frustrates you because it takes the focus off of him taking coaching from you, in your opinion?
You know, there's a lot of pronouns there. Like, I don't really know who's talking about what.
You there?
Sorry.
No, it's a compilation.